Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Women Versus.
I'm your host, Jasmine.
And I'm your host, Monsi.
And this week's episode is going to be Women Versus School.
So about school, does anyone feel as burnt out as I do? Or just like, do you feel burnt out?
I feel excessively burnt out. Like, I don't know if it's, honestly, I don't know if it's COVID for 2 years in a row. For us, it's our very last semester. Is it the last stretch? Is it being home? Like, is it just school content? Like, I don't know what it is, but it's not pushing P.
Stop. Leave.
I have to end this call.
Okay. I definitely think it's a mixture of all those things. Because when I say I'm demotivated, I'm literally demotivated in doing my grad school applications too. It's not just like cool stuff. Like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay there and like scroll through TikTok or like just watch TV all day. Like, I don't want to do work.
You know what I kind of, like, I actually had that like moment today because I got an email about something for like potential postgraduate studies. And I was just like sitting here and like nothing crazy. It was like reminders. But I was just thinking about something. I was like, is part of us procrastinating this because, like, I think it is, we're scared. Like, we don't know what we want to do. We don't want to do it. And I'm like, I don't know. We're going to get to that part a little later in the episode about, like, our just fear of, like, school, constant school. But, like, right now, I just feel like this semester is just, like, it's only been a month. And I'm not even gonna lie, like, I purposely made my workload this semester lighter because it's my very last. I still am just like, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, no, okay, so I'm in two online classes right now. And you know how, like, with online classes, you have your modules and then you have your readings and then whatever else, right? I have not been doing my modules or my readings since like the second or third week of school. And I've just been doing my discussion posts, and that's about it. And I'm just like, yeah, I'll just like catch up later. I'll catch up later, like reading week. I'm fully going like away for reading week. So when am I going to do that? So I'm like literally setting myself up for failure right now. It's so bad.
I fully agree with that though. Like the past two semesters we've had, I've always had like 1 to 2 online courses. And I've been so like, what I've done is I had like more motivation because I used to be like, I would start the semester and be like, okay, one of my online courses, I'm going to get like 5 weeks worth of discussion posts and everything ready. So reading week, like, you know, I have nothing to do. And then reading week, I catch up, all this stuff. Literally, I could have done that for one of my classes this semester. I haven't. I don't know what it is. And I'm like, I feel like I'm just like stretching to reading week. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm just telling myself, oh yeah, like once we're back in person, once I move away from home again, I'm gonna focus. But like,
and like, let's just talk about the fact, like, okay, obviously everyone listening is probably like a university student. I have mixed feelings. Yeah, I have mixed feelings about going back in the sense of like, yes, I do agree, like, you know, lessons in person are better, all that stuff. But like the COVID aspect, I don't want to get into, like, it's too political. But it's more like mid-semester, it's ruined. Like, already I'm demotivated. It's ruining my mojo. I'm not even gonna lie.
It is.
It's really ruined my mojo because, like, I have to fully move everything back into a room with my friend, my co-host, actually. But, like, so this week, I feel like that's the only thing motivating me to actually get work. I'm like, okay, I have 2 assignments due Friday. I'm moving Friday. But Thursday, I have to pack my whole life because, like, all my clothes, my makeup, I need to do that a day before. But I'm like, this is just, like, I just feel like it's hindering my whole schedule. And I'm like, I don't know. It just feels so stressful.
Yeah, like, I keep telling myself, oh, I'll pack, I'll do, I just, like, I feel like I'm in such, like, a demotivated, like area of my life. I don't have, like, motivation to do anything at all. Like, I don't have motivation to start packing. I don't have motivation to do schoolwork or anything else. And I feel like them making us move in mid-semester was, like, kind of, like, stupid. Because it's like, you're making it when we have midterms. Like, there's so much else that's, like, going on right now. It's like, if you were going to keep it online, you should have just done it in January. I don't think it would have made that big of a difference. I really don't think so.
I think so, too, because it's, like, it's essentially 2 weeks, but, like, the month of February. Like, okay, some people have classes, what, the week of the 7th. Okay, that's 2 weeks before reading week. Some people, one of my classes starts the week before reading week. Like, say I only have that one, you would make me come a week before reading week, then go back home for reading week, and then come back, and it's just, like, it's just very unnecessary, I think. Like, everyone's been doing online, like, there was no issue to just, like, people would complain either way, so, like, if we just stay, nothing would change, and then it's, like, okay, cool, starting spring semester, if they want to do that, it goes in person. But, like, back to, like, it not just being about school, I agree, because I used to be a person, definitely at the beginning of the pandemic, where I used to, like, crave any reason to leave my house, errand-wise. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be the one to go to Walmart. I'll be the one to go to, like, pick this up. I'll do that. I'll do that. Now, I don't know what it is in me. I have my own errands I need to do. I'm, like, I feel so, like, anxious going. I'm, like, not anxious COVID, but, like, anxious, like, as I'm out. I'm, like, oh, my God, like, I feel like I'm wasting time. Like, I just need to go home. And, like, I'm, like, what? I was, like, I used to love just, like, leaving my house. And now I'm, like, I just don't have motivation to. Like, I don't want to go to the store.
Like, I have, okay. So, I got this jacket, like, a month ago, I think, or 2 months ago. It's, like, it has a 100-day return policy. And I've been telling myself every day, you know, I'm going to go. I'll return it. I'm going to return it. It's been, like, 2 months. I haven't returned it. And, like, 100 days are going to be up. And then I also have these two books I need to go return to Indigo. And I've been so lazy with that too. I was like, okay, today I'm going to do it. But then I was like, hey, I have to like get dressed. I have to like put on like, I have to like put on a winter coat, put on my boots. Like I have to go. And I was like, hey, no, it's not worth it. I don't want to go.
Yeah. Like I had to return. Oh, jeans. That's what it was. I had to do like an exchange of jeans. And like, it was Sherwick Mall. And for me, that's like kind of like, it's like a little bit of a distance. Like it wouldn't be like just a quick, like, oh, I quickly gotta go overturn something. So I like put it off for so long. And I was like, I gotta just like leave my house and do it. And I was like, I don't care what I look like. I went out looking like a mess, but I was like, just the fact that like I'm so lazy to do stuff. I used to be like, oh my God, I want to go waste time. I'm like gallivant. And now I'm like, I'm wasting time at home. I'm like, I don't know why I don't want to waste time going out. It's just like,
I'm gonna chalk it like, okay, so today's like demotivation or whatever, or yesterday's, I'm gonna chalk it up to like birthday behavior. I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do anything today. But like, I'm like, okay, what's my excuse to be tomorrow? Because there's, I feel like there's always an excuse where I'll like talk myself out of doing work. I'll be like, yeah, I'll just start later. I'm not like feeling it right now.
Yeah, I know. I actually agree. Especially in the evenings. Like, that's what gets me in the evenings. Because if I'm, like, tired, I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm tired because of this. So, like, if I sleep now and wake up, I'll do this, and this. But then in my head, I'm like,
that's a joke.
Everything from today's to-do list gets over there.
Yeah.
Is that going to get done tomorrow? Oh, God.
I don't know. I feel like I should start packing, though.
See, for me, I don't know why packing, like, obviously your packing is for like a trip, my packing right now for like moving in, I have like random lists going everywhere, but I haven't got much together because I was like, I'm the type of person like I'd rather, which is bad because usually I'm like a person who does everything before. I'm doing it the day before because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sit in my room and look at everything and be like, okay, I use this every day, this gotta go. So then I just sit there, I'm like, okay, anything left, I look, I'm like, I think about it, I'm like, do I need this? Because right now if I pack like my clothes or my makeup, I'm like, what do I need it in the next 2 days? I won't, but look, this is procrastination. I'm not putting makeup on for 2 days. Yeah, I won't pack my makeup. Make it make sense.
Okay, so like the double stress for me is like, since we're going and I'm not coming back until the day of my flight, which is like, you know, reading week, I'm just like, okay, but like I have to double pack. Like I have to make sure that I'm taking like stuff that I need to take there, because when I come back like here home, I have to go straight to the airport, and you know, like you have to go like early to the airport, at least my family does. And so like I'm like, I won't have time to pack, but my dad's like, no, it's fine. And I was like, no, it's not, right? God. And I also just don't like have it in me to like figure out, okay, like what outfits am I gonna get, like wear what day, like what makeup do I want to take, like,
yeah. It's like, and the worst thing is when you do it, you're like, I know I can do it last minute, and then when you're like sitting at Pearson, you're like, I forgot my comb, I forgot my foundation.
If I'm not like in the province and then I just forget like my comb or something, I'm gonna be like, feel really stupid. Yeah.
The only benefit to like your trip is like you're going to see family. Yeah. So like, you know, it's like if you get something crazy, it's not the end of the world. But I feel like it's more detrimental when you go on like a vacation, because then it's like, oh man, like you forgot something you probably like a wanted and needed, if it's a clothing item or makeup item, or say it's something like you genuinely need, you have to go pay money now for it. Or it's like if it's a toothbrush, you're gonna have an extra toothbrush there.
Without like exposing where I'm going, I'm only excited to go to Barnes and Noble, so that could be literally anywhere.
That's true.
That's what I'm really excited for. That's the only thing I'm
looking for. That's good because you're an avid book reader. You're a book lover, bookworm.
Oh, if you guys could like see like my room right now, you'd see my bookshelf full of stuff.
You know, I forgot to send you. Mm-hmm. This like reminds me. I saw like a TikTok of, did you? You've probably seen it because we probably have the same for you page of like this next level bookshelf this girl has. It was all color coded. There's like three shelves. I don't know why I didn't send it.
Yeah, no, see, my motive, like, my lack of, like, circling back to that, my lack of motivation is so bad. I have this book, so I'm trying to read To Kill a Kingdom right now, and I have been putting it off since, like, January, like, 7th, and it is January 31st now. I have, like, I take it with me when I go downstairs. I bring it back with me upstairs every single day. Like, right now, it's downstairs. I'm, like, every day, I'm, like, okay, I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to sit in my spot. I'm going to read. I don't. I, like, go on my phone. I go on TikTok.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. That's bad. That says a lot for you because you read a lot and you love to read.
It's an enemies to lover.
Oh my god. Fantasy book.
It's good.
No, there's something. I've cracked the case.
I know what you say.
Probably it's Mercury retrograde.
It probably is.
Mercury retrograde. No, like tell me I'm wrong. January 14th, it ends right now. We're in retrograde in Capricorn, I'm pretty sure. Not Mercury. So it ends on the 3rd. It's all done on the 3rd. So maybe, you know what? Done. We're allowed to procrastinate until the 3rd. Oh my god, we're gonna be Waterloo then.
Oh yeah. So like I'm also looking forward to Valentine's Day because we're turning into Galentine's. But other than that, I have no hopes for that day.
Every time I see a TikTok of Valentine's, I click not interested.
Dude, I'm so sick of that.
That's all you need to know about my mood for
Valentine's. I'm so sick of that stupid trend where people are like us at like 26, 27, and then it's like us at 22 to 19. However, I saw the other side of that, and it was like this really like messed up TikTok. It was like this person posted us at 20 and 26, so that was them now, and it was like, but us back at like 18 and 12, or like 18 and 14, or something like that. And I was like, excuse me?
Ooh, that, no.
Yeah. So, do you want to do the career path one, or should we already did senioritis and burnout, right? So
talk about that. I mean, yeah, like leading about our school, like again, I feel like the reason we're procrastinating like grad school is like that's such a big question cloud for us. Like I think everyone in the position of ending your university undergraduate years, whether it's your fourth or fifth year, it's just like you really realize when you're at the age, whatever dreams you had, they change so much now. Everyone we talk to our age, it's like everyone's going through the same thing. Everyone went through the same thing because we know a lot of older people. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I won't lie, like it's scary. It's scary when we graduate. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do in April.
It's because like, I feel like, at least for me, like obviously this is like, I don't think it's like set in stone maybe, but right now it feels like whatever we end up doing for like our future undergrad is going to like cement the path for the rest of our lives. Like
if yeah,
like school or med school, it's like that's your one track and like you can't deviate because you spent so much money. Or I guess that's not really true because like, you know, you hear about people who went to law school now making money in like social media, which is into a huge like career thing.
There's also people who like stop it for varying reasons, like whether it's they not a passion, they realize and they have the ability to be like, okay, whatever. I actually know someone, a family member. This is so weird because I thought about this as I was doing an assignment today. He was a doctor, I'm pretty sure. He's in England. He literally chose to stop being a doctor. He's like, I'm not, like, I don't enjoy it. I don't want to do it. And it was also because of the pandemic impact of it. And I was just like, studying to be a doctor. And he said, nah.
See, that, like, scares me because I feel like, oh, if I, like, go into this career path, like, what if I'm not passionate about it?
Yeah.
But then I feel
that's like a big fear. Anything. I don't know. Like, I just feel so, like, you realize when you're at this age, okay, there's, like, two things. One, okay, the way we've been brought up, our parents from the beginning were very much, we want you to do something after school, all this mm-hmm. stuff, right? So like you kind of look, we have this urge in us to be like, we do want to do something, and like I don't want to take a year off. Now I personally have come to the thing like I don't mind taking some time to think and not make that mistake, but it's like there is a little bit of anxiety, and you're like, okay, a year goes fast. A year goes really fast.
Year goes fast, and it's like I feel like a whole. Okay, maybe it's okay. I feel like it's just the way that we might have been brought up that like age is such like a big thing. I feel like for other people, it might be.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like I feel like we're on like just this time just keeps going.
We're in a time stretch. My mom was talking about it too. Like when I told her I might consider taking a year off, she was like, "Yeah, but you're only just getting older." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess it's true." Because like,
it sucks because when you see it that way, it's like, you think about it. Oh my god, like we're already 22. Like year is going so quickly. But then the other hand, you are like, when other people, like some of my cousins told me, like you're only young in your 20s, free, yeah. like single, kind of still like luckily your parents will pay for you kind of thing now. Like you only have now, like this is one of the things we want to talk about. If you want to travel, this is the time. Like, and I find it, and I'm kind of happy my mom has come to that conclusion as well. Because my sister was did the very straight path, like high school, undergrad, postgrad. As soon as she's graduated, now she's working. Like that's it. So like one of my older cousins was talking, she's like, "That's great and all, but like," she goes, "she'll never be able to just travel. She can't just like get up and be like, I want to go for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, travel. You have loans to pay off. You have a job. Yeah. If you get a new job, you're a new employee. You're new in the field. They're like, you want it a month?
My only thing with that is like, I feel like I'm such a like scheduled and planned person. I don't know if I could just like deviate from a life plan and travel. Like, I feel like that would give me like next level like anxiety about my life because I wouldn't be like at.
No, I agree. I feel like I would need to have like something solidified upcoming and be like, okay, now because I've had like this time off, yeah. I wanted like, I'm not saying travel for like 6 months, like hello, like, we need to work in order to be able to do that, but still just like, I don't know, I just like, I don't know if it's even like, I'm like, I'm telling myself this, I'm like, I'm going to break, I'm going to be out of Canada, like I don't know what it is. It's just like very like this position we're in. It's very stressful.
It's like, it also is for me. Okay, another thing that it's been like grilling me recently is like, a lot of us like, okay, conventionally I would say more people pay for undergrad and then postgrad, right, and go into like these entry level jobs that pay like what, like maybe like a high five or maybe like low six. Or, but if it's like, it depends on like what field you're working in, right? And that's like, I'm saying like, if you became like a doctor, lawyer, or engineer, I'm not even like looking at the mm-hmm. other career paths right now. But like, what's been like getting me recently is like on TikTok, I'll see people be like, okay, but you're spending all this money on education when you could literally just go into like I don't know, like social,
like media. Investments or like, investments, yeah, those kind of things. Like the new upcoming things that are like ways that have been used to make money in our generation, which is very true. Like the non-traditional ways now, like it's like looking from an older person's perspective. I fully agree. And it's true because like someone, I actually have a TikTok, someone posted like, don't quote me on the year, but it was like comparison from 2012 to like 2022. Gucci bag was $1,000. Today, it's still $1,000. Bitcoin was like X amount of money. Now it's like literally times nine that amount. So they're just trying to emphasize like, you know, like if you keep up with the times, it definitely can benefit you in ways like more so than your average, like whatever traditional career path. But then like you said, like, it's so hard to like kind of forego such a security in life. Like, I don't think I could fully be like, I don't want to have
security. I couldn't be like, okay, I'm gonna like quit my job. I'm gonna quit like pursuing like an education and like turn into like an influencer. Like I've seen people do it and like kudos to them, but I feel like it takes a lot of like, it takes a lot of guts to like, you know, not make a lot of money.
I kind of think you need to have a little bit of a like a baseline salary. Obviously, actually, all these people probably have like a random like a job on the side.
People we
yeah, so that's what it is.
Have jobs.
Yeah.
So it's like an extra.
Another thing is like I finally have realized like all these people who like just keep doing school because they're so scared of like graduating or like not being in school because it's like this is all we're used to. Like if I'm not in school, I'm just like, wait, I don't know what to do.
I was in a summer school this summer for the first time ever, like since high school, because I've done like summer school every year since high school, and it was so weird to like have so much time. I feel like that really messed me up this semester, like this year, because I didn't have like that constant like studying. You didn't
have like a momentum.
And so I wasn't able to study for anything.
Oh God. It's just like, I wish sometimes I'm like, I just see like a glimpse. It's a glimpse.
This is the future. I just
of the future.
Well set.
Like, I don't know. It's like really, stressed.
No, like without getting too political, as you get older, you really realize like sadly money is like controls like everything in a sense.
Oh yeah.
Like the older you get, like that's like, I think that's what makes it scarier too. Like when you're choosing like an undergrad or like, sorry, a postgrad or something, or like a career path, you're like, okay, but I need to like, yeah, I want to like follow my passions, but I also have loans to pay. I can't be struggling, right?
Yeah. So like going back to like even just the time thing, like, yeah, right now, like what we're almost like, you just turned 22. We're going to turn 22.
That's not reminding me.
Like that seems, first of all, so like holy. Like, I remember when I used to have my part-time job and I was 16, 17 working at Shopping Drug Mart. I was like, the 22-year-olds, oh my God, they're so old. They're adults. Oh my God, they're like driving. Sorry. That's literally us. I'm screaming.
14-year-old me wanted to be like 22 so badly. And just like, I wish I could go back in time, actually.
The thing is, you do see the difference though, because okay, like for example, people like us, that fear I think of like money stems a little more, because okay, me personally, I rely on my parents so much. Okay. Still, I won't lie, like
my parents have still,
yeah, like they pay for a lot, like I still live at home, but like they pay for a lot of things because it's just like the household, like there's three kids in this house, like, yeah. You know what I mean, it's just how it is. I feel like that little fear of like, oh my God, like once you get like a job, like y'all, like you're on your way to moving out, like you're on your way to like living your life, your own person.
It's very hard. Okay, I'll say it. We come from like prep, like, you know, like anyone who can like doesn't have to worry about like, you know, where their next meal is coming from, I would say he lives a very privileged life. So in that sense, I would say, yeah, we live like really privileged lives where our parents are paying for like literally almost everything, right? We don't have to like really worry about like, is like our hydro gonna get paid, is like electric, like stuff like that. So from like having such like a privileged upbringing to suddenly being like thrown into the workforce, you're on your own, you have to pay rent, you have to figure out how to pay for cable, you have to figure out how to pay for Netflix, and it's like, okay, and it's like, it's scary. It's like you want to have a secure job, right?
You know what really hit me? Right, because I was like, oh my God, I might take a year off, like whatever, like that's still scary because I'm like, I need to have a plan. But then what hit me was like, yo, like I'm an adult, I have like, I'm on my dad's insurance for like everything, dental, hello, just like dental insurance, okay, because I'm a student still, I'm over 21, so I wasn't allowed, but because I'm a student, I'm studying, as soon as I graduate, bro,
no, I've never had that. My parents are self-employed, so like they don't have insurance.
Yeah, but like that's what actually hit me today. I was like, oh my God, can I just not like go to the dentist? Can I just not like book something, like book a massage, do this? Like, I take my dad's insurance, I won't even lie, for like, what's the word? For, oh my God, I'm like blanking. Whatever, like, granted, that's the word. I take it for granted. I was like, oh my God, when you're an adult, because it's true, like, when you're an adult, when you have a job, like, you get insurance through your job, or like, you pay for it separately.
Just like small things. Okay, like, look at us now. We're like, oh, okay, we're gonna, like, we're moving back in. I want to get this, and that. I want to order off Amazon. Whose card is Amazon on? My mom's, for me at least. Right, my mom's paying that. And I'm just like, okay, I want this from my room, I want that from my room. But if I were to be on my own, which we will be, like, you know, in, like, time now, when we're gonna be back in Waterloo, when we're paying for ourselves, we cheap out on, like, so much. We'll be like, why would I get this? For, like, this.
It's
like,
true.
When I could get
this. I won't lie. I used to, like, when I was at home before COVID, right? So like those summers I was home, and I've always had a job, so I used to not use my parents' money because I had a job, so I was like, whatever, it's fine, and like whatever, I just use their money like in school for like groceries. I feel like being home constantly, like being back, like I'm in high school, I'm like, yeah. I use their their visa way more. I'm like, oh, if I want to do errands for everyone, I'll just pick up, like, you know, my toiletries. But now it's like, I'll feel like, oh, when I'm in Waterloo, I'm like, okay, I have to use my debit, which is my money from my part-time job. I'm like, we don't need to eat good today. Do I really need everything? Like, I was thinking about just, like, on Friday when we move in, I was like, oh, we're going to get this, we're going to get that. And I was like, mom even said to me today, she goes, don't waste money on takeout. You better be buying groceries.
We can't. Dude, once you start living alone, you realize, like, takeout, Uber Eats, that stuff is so stupid and so expensive. Like, these added costs, like, it's not worth
it. Oh, the added costs now are insane. But also, it's, like, when you do break it down, like, sometimes you think fast food is, like, oh, wow, so cheap. But then, like, hypothetically, say you order, like, 3 or 4 times a week, which is, first of all, like, excessive. But say you did that and you, like, added that amount up probably, you could get so much more for groceries. Even if your groceries are, not good meals. Like, I'm not saying it doesn't have to be, like, next level, like, chicken parms and all that stuff. Like, it doesn't have to be that. Like, if it's just a basic level, I don't know, something.
Like, chicken broccoli rice.
For university. Like, we just need food. Yeah.
Like, I the boat that we're in right now, we're, like, figuring stuff out. We're, like, okay, we're, like, we, you know, maybe we can use, like, HelloFresh. This is not an ad, obviously. Maybe we can use HelloFresh. Maybe we can do
that. We haven't even used it yet. It's really not an ad. We don't know if it's good.
Yeah. He's saying, like, to get, like, X amount of meals for, like, this much. And we're, like, it's worth checking out.
I feel like it's worth it because they have the student option. Because I'm just, like, since we're trying to make food, I'm, like, might as well use that because it'll give you the exact amount for a meal. Because the thing I learned when I used to live in an apartment 2 years ago in Waterloo, when you do groceries, see, the thing is, when you're in your house, like, home, here in your hometown, and you do groceries, there's something left over. Like, say you're making, like, a gourmet sandwich or something, okay? And you buy, like, sun-dried tomatoes, and you buy, like, lettuce and all this stuff, right? And pesto. You're using a little bit, especially in Waterloo. You're using for two people. So you have all these extra ingredients. And then that's our issue when I was in my second year in an apartment. We did that, and then you used to have waste. And then you can't use it for something else. And the issue is, in your money going to waste. But I feel like this HelloFresh could benefit because it's giving you, this is enough. This is as much asparagus you need for two people. And, like, you can't just buy that. You can't just go to the grocery store.
Because, like, think about it. Like, when you're at home, your parents, like, have, like, stuff stocked up, right? It's like, say you're making, like some type of baked chicken, right? And you're not going to just use salt and pepper. Like, that's not, right? But then, if you go and get seasoning's like, what, $4.99 for, like, a thing, but, like, you don't need that, like, other than today.
And it's like, or it's like, we use it, like, what if we ended up making chicken once? Yeah. And it's like, and our issue, what I used to do a lot, which I'm really trying not to do, is when I was in Waterloo before, I would just buy something, even if it's toiletries, and then you're just doubling up, because when I came home, I had doubles of everything.
Yeah.
So that's why right now, even right now, when we were packing, when we went to inventory, I feel like this is when we become, like, you're changing that pathway of becoming an adult.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, because, like, you're thinking logically. Like, we were, like, we're doing inventory on the kitchen, what they had, and you guys were just like, oh, we'll just buy Traveler, we'll just buy fish slice, because it's $1. And I was like, oh, those dollars add up. I was like, I have it all. I literally have it all, and I found most of it. I was like, we're not doubling up. It's not happening. It's also because we're there for 2 months. I'm in a full semester.
Yeah.
Even my mom, she's like, bro, if you buy anything that we have in this house, I was like, I agree.
Look in the house.
Like, towels, everything. I'm like, yeah, mom, I'm trying so hard to not buy anything.
I also think, like, another sign of, like, when you're getting older is, like, when you stop caring about where, like, certain items are coming from. You're so much like, no, like, mom, what do you mean I have to buy my dustbin at, like, Dollarama? No, I want to buy it at IKEA, right? And I was like, I'm guilty of that. When I was, like,
no, that was me. That's why I'm laughing.
I was like, mom, what the heck? Like, I'm not going to buy stuff at Dollar Store. Like, are you crazy? And then now, myself, I'm like, okay, but, like, why not get it at Dollar Store? Like, why?
I'll never forget when I was shopping before my second year when I was moving into an apartment. My mom took me, and I was, like, so annoyed. She's like, we're gonna go to Dollarama first. I was like, mom, why am I getting this from Dollarama? Like, I was genuinely being a little brat. And she was like, what is wrong with you? You're living in a university. Like, she was like, I'm not spending more. And now when I'm, like, going back, I was like, I'm literally on purpose. My list, I went to Dollarama first. I was like, then I'll go to Walmart. And then I'll go somewhere else if I need to, which is more expensive. Like Loblaws or, Superstore.
Like, okay, I was looking to get like, okay, so I have like that big IKEA desk at like in Waterloo, right? I'm pretty sure like most people like really have that standard one. And so when you open it, the drawers are huge. They don't have like compartments. And so everything's just rolling around. And I was like, okay, you can order this stuff on Amazon. It'll be here, whatever. But I was like, okay, but why would I do that when I can get baskets for a dollar?
Yep.
Right? And I think that that's like another sign of like adulting and you're just like getting
older. Yeah. You just have to like suck it up. Even for me with the food.
No, maybe we should change the name of this episode from like women versus school to women versus adulting.
I think so, because we kind of drifted into adulting, which is just like the thing is like it's interesting because for us we've had this conversation before, and because now we're kind of on that pathway, I feel like the pandemic kind of stunted this for us. Like, I don't know, we kind of grew up faster. I think you have to, like, you grew out of the things, your mindset of being like a university kid quicker.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking we're still, like, living the way we still live. Before the pandemic, I don't think we'd be, like, half as, like, mature now. Because we were very mature. And
yeah, even just, like, small things. Like, I just feel like our mindset has changed. And, like, our, what's the word? Like, kind of, like, your views and, like, things you just do. Like, for example, I just saw, like, Snapchat, like, which fully makes sense. Like, one of our friends who's, like, a year younger, she's, like, living with her friends. It's a Monday night. She's, like, at a movie. I was, like, oh, my God. I was, like, I saw that. I was, like, yeah, like, oh, my God, it's a movie. But in my head, I was, like, for me, I was, like, I just feel like, I can't do that anymore. Like, I would just be, like, it's a Monday. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's crazy. Like, okay, another thing, like, that I can, like, think about, like, that I feel like for me is, like, it shows, like, growth. I feel like for both of us, I feel, when I was, like, younger, I would, like, literally get makeup. Like, I would collect it, like, Infinity Stones. Like, no joke, right? Now, I just got, like, after so many months, I finally got, like, a Dior, like, the lip balm thing. Because it's been on my, like, I want this for months. And I was, like, okay, it's my birthday. It'll be my gift to myself. So that felt now, like, a splurge. Whereas before, yeah, probably would have been like, monkey, like, just get this. But like, now I feel like I'm getting like more money conscious in a sense as well. Where I'm like,
I feel like that happens regardless though for us when you have your own money.
Yeah.
I actually had this conversation recently with my parents. We were just talking about like people our age, like kids, like ranging honestly from 16 to our age now. Once you worked a part-time job versus those who don't.
Yeah,
you see a difference, like not always in a bad way, but like you just see a difference with like being kind of conscious and like self-aware, like, and it's, you can't really fault the kids who never had the job because they don't know, and it's like it's not their parents' fault, like they're used to just being like, yeah, like I don't have to pay for anything myself, so I don't think about it. It's not really like whatever, not their fault, like it could be in different scenarios, but it's like it changes you as a person, I think.
Okay, like, I can give the example of my brother. My brother's 16, so this summer would be, like, the first time he has a part-time job, right? Like, he's never had one before.
Yeah.
And you can see the difference between me and him when it comes to finances, because he takes everything for granted, and he has no concept of what money really is. We're like, okay, we'll give you, like, $20 each for something. And my brother was like, $20, it's like nothing. Like, I don't want $20. He's like, if you're gonna give me that, just keep it. And I was like, you can give me this. I was like, you can give me his $20 plus $20 you're gonna give me. Cause like, I feel like we understand like $20 is like a lot.
Yeah. Right? Or just like money adds up. And like, yeah. And I think you realize, like, when you said the splurge thing, you realize also when it's your own money, like, you actually feel so much more when you buy, say you have something and buy it. Like, I've saved up to buy my laptop. I've saved up to buy both my phones. Like, most of my expensive things I bought have been, like, I save up. So you do, it hurts more. Like, my laptop broke. Do you remember my laptop was glitching heavy in second year? Bro, I was, like, in pain because I was, like, this was my $1,500. Huh?
This is the same one.
I was like, this is my $1,500. Like, this is mine. Like, I was like, you get it more now. You're like, oh my God. Like, when something of your money, like, is affected.
No, literally. Because, like, you know, when you haven't had a job, like, it, you see, like, it's different. Like, you don't literally care about how expensive something is because you don't understand, like, how money is made. And you don't, mm-hmm. like, understand how much it hurts, like, to part with money when, like, there's other expenses. Like, you know, yeah. I don't want to spend money now because I'm like, I have to pay gas, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Am I going to buy a $50 lipstick from Sephora or am I going to, like, fill up my tank?
No, that's especially for sure.
Now, I'm not working right now, right? So, like, every, like, dollar that's gone out of my bank account hurts. Like, it is sad.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh, God. See, this is, and this is, I think, what stems the fear, like, just circling back as we end it now. Like, I don't want to grow up because it's, like, these things aren't going away. This is the beginning of the end.
No, like, I already paid my credit card bill, and it is stressful. It's stressful. Yeah. My dad, like, pays, like, car insurance, you know, like, cell phone bill. Like, that stuff, like, think about it. When we have to start paying for, that's, like, so much money gone in a month, like, your car insurance.
I always say that to my dad. I was, like, the day I have to pay my credit, I mean, my phone bill, that's the day I know I'm no longer a child. I was, like, I will scream. Because I'm not going to lie, I fully take that for granted, and I am so grateful. I am so utterly grateful.
Yeah, no, me too. Because, like, that's something I forget about. Like, I'm always like, oh yeah, like, phone plans. Like, you know, when, like, if that stuff gets brought up in elections about, like, lowering phone plan costs, I'm just like, oh, like, why does that matter? And I'm like, wait, it's because I don't pay my bill. I don't, like, realize how much money that ends up taking.
Well, I get that because for me, I'll always, I won't lie, I still appreciate where I am with my phone plan because for the longest time, I wasn't allowed data. Same. My dad's like, I'm not paying. I started with like 10 megabytes only until my second year of university did I get a gigabyte or 2 gigabytes. I kid you not. I did not have gigabytes of data for so long. It was funny because everyone in high school knew I was that person. Everyone, Wi-Fi password, Wi-Fi, all my friends used to be like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is the life I live. Yeah, no, so that's why I appreciate it so much. I'm like, I don't even pay for it. I appreciate it.
It's a lot, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, sure. I feel like you're also like, because I just saw you drinking that. You're an adult when you stop drinking Starbucks and start drinking Tim's. Like, that's when you turn into, like, a functioning adult. Like, I still get Starbucks. Don't quote me like
no,
that.
I agree.
I do.
I won't lie. I actually started that. That conversion started as soon as I got my own job. Because as soon as I got my own job, my parents were like, that kind of, like, extra spending. Like, you know, when you go with your friends, my friends like, that's the point of your job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for your friend money.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I have to run.
Yeah. I feel like what I was saying, kind of forgot. But, like, I definitely, the Tim Starbucks thing happened to me early on when I started paying. And, like, honestly, I've actually become... when I went to school too in university, and a lot of people here probably have done this too, I've become an avid couponer. Everyone knows this about me. Like, no, I have no shame. Actually, fun story quickly before we end this. In high school, I remember I found Tim coupons before they were even a thing. We got them in the mail. And I, because our spare, we had a spare in grade 12 and we used to always go out. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you know how bad that is. We used to always go out. And I'll never forget when I started using coupons. Some of my friends used to laugh at me. I also went to school in Oakville. I just want to put that out there. So people used to be like, oh my God, like, why? Because, like, my friends would just, like, always buy stuff. I was like, bro, if we're going out, like, a couple times a week, you know, like, I'm going to use a coupon. What's the issue? I'm saving money. And then I remember some other people in my classes saw that. They're like, yo, like, you coupons? Like, yeah. And they're like, that's actually pretty fire. And then there's 2 for 1. It's like, I want to get in. I was like, look at that. Am I not blessing everyone now?
There's, like, a show about that now, by the way. You should check it out. It's only Kristen Bell.
Oh my God, really?
Like, coupon scam, yeah.
I'll just always remember, for some reason, what sticks with me is the episode of Courtney and Kim Take New York, where Courtney is crazy coupon lady. I don't know if you've seen that. Me and my sister used to watch, like, Courtney and Kim Take New York a lot, like, ages ago. So, like, there was an episode, she's, like, coupon crazy. And I was like, I'm like that. I've racked up enough Tim's points for 6 free coffees. Because of this.
Starbucks. But I only had, like, 1 free drink, actually. Why?
Starbucks points are the worst.
Isn't it, like, a point per dollar? So then you see how much money you've actually spent, and it's, like, just embarrassing.
That one is valid, where, because my brother makes fun of me. He goes, you essentially are paying to end up with the free drink. Like, you're paying for that free drink with through your thing. Which I was like, yeah, you know what? You're probably right. I won't lie.
And isn't it a dollar for like, it's like a star per dollar.
I believe so.
So it's
I
like, so. If you spend $200, then you're getting a free drink.
I know. Which is so dumb because you're spending $200, so you get what, $5 free? Dude, not even five. $5.65.
I'd rather stick to my Tim's like iced coffee with extra base.
Bro, Tim's is blessing me. I play the NHL thing every day to gain 5 free points. No, you don't understand. I'm not getting one. I have been winning every day this week. I bet I'm, because my dad, like, we're a hockey family. So like I know all the stuff. So I'm living because I'm not paying, but I'm getting points to get a free coffee. This is what happens when you're in university. This is it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm like nervous about going back in the sense of like money. Cause like when you're there, like you end up spending money on stupid things.
Yeah, this one I'm like so scared for, I'm not even gonna lie. But
hopefully we'll keep each other back. The next time you hear from us, we'll be moved in together and we'll finally be roommates.
Oh my god, we'll do like a little episode of like Women vs. Lou, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
That'll be fun.
But I think that's it for today. We'll wrap it up here. That was good. Kind of turned into a adulting.
I'm gonna caption this one adulting then instead of
yeah. Like, but okay, everyone have a good rest of your week. You'll hear from us in Waterloo next week.
And hopefully we're more motivated. Bye guys.